This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hip-hop used to be made by groups. Public Enemy, Wu-Tang Clan, Run DMC.
Now Peter,
Piper,
Pick Peppers, but Run Rock,
Ron,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
Fell,
Down,
That's His Art,
Time.
These days, the big names in hip-hop are solo rappers like Jay-Z and Eminem. But one group is still thriving under the old model. Four men who call themselves Black Hippie, and they're behind some of the most critically acclaimed hip-hop of the past few years. NPR's Franny Kelly went to Southern California to find out how they do it.
They know I put it down, now they want to say what's up. When you see me in your town, say what's up. Roll around, say what's up. Even ones who wear the crown, say what's up. That's what's up. Break it down, that's what's up. Go a pound, that's what's up.
That's all of them. Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, and Ab Soul. Now they spend basically all their time together, but they didn't grow up friends. They didn't meet at school, and they'd already been working on rap music by the time they met. They were plucked from all over Los Angeles over the past decade, and one by one, installed in a tract house in a cul-de-sac right off the Gardena Freeway.
I actually kept them locked up and working together inside there. They couldn't do nothing but bond.
Top Dog was a street guy looking to go straight in the music industry. His real name is Anthony Tiffith, and he'd already built a studio and tried working with producers, then R&B singers. But he discovered rappers can record the most songs in the least amount of time.
I'm all over the stove like pots and pans. Hit the corner with the rock, the blocks in hand. Rock, hold more shells than a taco stand. If I pop, the block hop like a summer jam. Damn.
This is the first rapper Top signed, a guy from his neighborhood called J-Rock.
I was one of those kids that was always getting in trouble, you know what I mean, running the streets. And he just put me in the studio, locked me in the studio, and had me do something better with my life, and I've been here ever since.
Rock soon had company in the studio. The rappers were mostly typical teenage types, the older brother, the smart guy, the crazy one, and the heartbreak kid. They horsed around and mimicked their favorite rappers, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Tupac.
Those songs don't feel the sack, feel the disrespect, and it's filled with cracks.
But Top was still the boss.
This was their job, so they need to work hard. Everything they needed was there, food, shelter, whatever. Whatever they needed, it was there, and they needed to be there and work.
Top was there all the time, too, trying to learn how to be an engineer. He hired a relative named Punch and gave him the title of president and chairman. And a young guy named Dave Free became president and general manager. Very quickly, they landed J-Rock a record deal with Warner Brothers, a major label. But, Top says, just as quickly, it fell apart.
In our mind, once you get a deal with a major label, they take over and do everything for you. And we laid back, and I think we fell asleep, and they fell asleep.
J-Rock's album never came out, and Warner Brothers let him out of his contract. Top and Punch realized they had to get serious. They contacted successful music businessmen for advice. They consolidated what they learned, especially from 50 Cent, into 5 bullet points. You know those inspirational posters big companies have in the hallway? Top Dog Entertainment has one, too, except it's handwritten. It's the first thing you see when you walk in the door to the studio.
Number one, charisma, personality,
swagger.
Ab Soul reads some of them.
Number two, substance. Gotta have substance. Number three, lyrics.
The musicians follow the rules mostly, but like any group of young guys that are together all the time, they're also competitive. Everybody trying to be, well, Top Dog. Turning their crew into a group was Schoolboy Q's idea, because he says he needed the other guys to push him.
I was terrible. I just got good like 2 years ago.
He says he got better by listening to what his friends were doing.
Everybody got to be in competition. We have to compete. We have to compete at all times. If you ain't competing, go home.
The growth potential of a four-member group quickly became apparent. In the mid-1990s, the Wu-Tang Clan parlayed 9 musicians into many more recording contracts with different companies. All of the musicians benefited by appearing on and promoting each other's albums. And just like that group, Punch says Black Hippie can capitalize on the unique fan appeal of each of its members.
Kendrick, he probably bring out the most ladies. J-Rock, based on the music he makes, he brings out, you know, the gangsters, the neighborhoods. Q and Ab Soul, they have a similar thing popping. They had a whole weed culture and the druggies and all that type of thing. So that's 4 different groups. And when they come together, all those fan base intertwine. So it makes everything bigger.
Everything got big enough that the majors came calling again, this time not just for one of the rappers, but the whole company. In March, Top Dog Entertainment entered into a joint venture with Interscope Records, part of the gigantic Universal Music Group. Top says the deal allows them to keep creative control and their publishing rights. They also keep what they make on tour. The first record to come out of the deal is a collaboration between Dr. Dre and Kendrick. This is exactly what Top Dog and Black Hippie wanted. They're also facing the prospect of leaving the security of their cul-de-sac. And Dave Free says that's making them all a little nervous.
Right now, it's just such a fetal stage where you can't just let anybody in. We're still so fresh. This is like our baby. This is all of our infant. You know, and we don't want anybody touching our kid, you know, but us.
But the family's growing, and Top Dog Entertainment has to find a bigger house. Franny Kelly, NPR News.